Okay, so first semester, we kind of walked through all of the basics of what it means to be a Christian, what do we believe about sin and about salvation and about God and all those really big topics, and we're going to continue that this semester and then just keep narrowing it down until the end of the year. So today, we are going to talk about what we're doing right now, which is what is the church? What's the purpose of the church? Why do we do this? What is it supposed to look like? So before I start, I would like for you to bunch up and talk about it with your small group and come up with just a couple of things. What is the purpose of the church? Ready? Break. Okay, spin back around. Eyes on me. Okay, if you think you have something mind-blowing to share or just, you know, pretty good. Purposes of the church.
Worship, grow, connect, serve, share.
Wow. Is that the purpose of our church? Wow. That was really good. Does anybody else want to try to top that? Because I don't think you can. Okay.
So the first one was to keep us on track.
So accountability?
Yes.
Excellent.
The second was to learn about God.
Okay.
The third was the fellowship.
Good.
The fourth was to glorify and worship God.
Okay.
It's also the purpose of man.
There you go. Hey. Awesome. Those are all excellent things. Okay, so was that pretty consistent across the board? What did you hit?
Communion and baptism.
Look at you. Communion and baptism was something he added in. It was nice. And we're going to talk about that too. So is that pretty consistent? Was there anything like that nobody agreed with? We're all good. And then I asked a question to the seventh grade girls because they finished a little bit early. What about our small groups? Are our small groups church?
In a way.
Yeah.
We're in church.
What about like a Tuesday morning Bible study? Is that church?
Yes.
Yes? What if it's at Panera?
Yeah.
That it's definitely church? Is that what we... Okay, focus in. So we're going to talk tonight about what is church and... We're already running a little behind, so I'll try to go quickly so you have plenty of time in your small groups. But biblically, the word church is used a lot, specifically in what part of the Bible? In the New Testament. It's used a lot, right? It's used a lot, and it's not just used to describe, like, this specifically is the church. There's some really broad ones, and there's some really small ones, and we're going to try to cover all of them, but then come to a general conclusion, okay? So, from big to small, the church is the community of believers for all time. So, like us and people 300 years ago and people 300 years from now, we are all the church, the community of believers. If you have truly accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a part of his church. Okay? So, that's as big as you can go. All the believers for all time. But then the Bible also talks about all the believers in the world. So sometimes on Sunday mornings, especially if we're doing anything about missions, we'll pray for believers around the world, the church around the world. So just because someone attends a church in Russia, that still connects them to us. We are still a part of the church. Okay, does that make sense? Then the Bible also talks about maybe the church in a certain region. So we can pray for the churches in central Indiana, and we are all still a part of the same church. Then we can talk about the churches in a city. So sometimes Pastor Jim will pray for the other churches meeting in Indianapolis at the same time that we are, and we are all still a part of the same church. And then we get really specific, like Life Point. I am a member of the Church of Life Point, and that is still the Church of Christ. And then in the New Testament, a lot of times people would meet in houses, and they would have small house churches, and the Bible talks about that too. So basically, the church is a community of any size. But when we're reading in the Bible and we see the word like church or Christ church or anything like that, you need to look at the context to decide which church is he talking about here, because we know that it can be everyone for all time, or maybe he's talking to a specific group of people. Maybe he's talking to a specific church that's struggling with a specific thing. Does that mean that every church in the world is struggling with that? So you have to be able to read your Bible in a way that lets you know which kind of church he's talking about. And we've talked about that before, like reading your Bible, looking for those details so that we can learn as much as possible from it. So my question, what makes a church different from just a Bible study? What qualifies something to be a church? And historically, there are a couple of things that biblical scholars and people throughout history have decided, like, this makes it a church. The first one is correct scriptural teaching. So you are a healthy church if someone is teaching you the correct scriptures. Now, that you could be learning the correct scriptures in a Bible study or through discipleship or anything like that. It doesn't just happen in preaching, but that is the number one thing about a church. If you are being taught the Bible correctly, then that is a healthy church. The other thing is administering the sacraments, which were mentioned, which is baptism and the Lord's Supper, which is communion. We're going to talk about those over the next couple of weeks and really break them down. And why do we do that? Why is that important to the church? What does baptism mean? Why is it important? And the same with communion. Why do we do it? We're going to talk about those in a couple weeks, not spend much time on them tonight. Okay. And then the third thing that can make something a church, and this is kind of newer. So as you guys grow up, as you get into high school, you might get into like Christian organizations, or you might go to college and you're going to join Crew or Navigators or InterVarsity, all these different organizations. And what is the distinction between those things and a church? So one of the big distinctions that you can look for is, does it function as a church, or is it outside of the church and encourages you to still be a part of a church? So an example in my life I have of that is on Wednesday nights there is a college Bible study with Pastor Nate at his house. So we all go to this Bible study and it's awesome. Nate does a really great job. And it's college students from lots of different places. So they aren't just from LifePoint. They're from all over the place, all over the state. We've had people from other countries before that come to this Bible study. And they go every single Wednesday night. But Nate will always say, try to get plugged into a church. Try to get plugged into a local church. Get involved. Make sure that you are being taught the word on a regular basis, not just from our Bible study, but from a church. So our Bible study isn't a church, and he makes that distinction. Like, we aren't functioning as a church right now. It's separate. It's an extension, which I think you said. Did you say it was an extension of the church? Yeah, but it's separate, and you should still be plugged into the church. So those are three distinctions that we make to know, is this a church, and is it functioning properly? So if you go to a church and you notice that they never serve communion, well, that would probably be something that you want to look into. Why do they do that? Why is that not something that they think is important? Are you being taught scripture properly? Is this church healthy? Is it teaching me the things that I need to know? So then, now that we know what the church is, we have to know what the church does. And we talked about this. You all said different things. We said accountability. We said encouragement. You listed our church's purpose, which was very intelligent. Good job, guys. There are three that I'm going to hit on, okay? And these are the three kind of bigger umbrellas, and then lots of little things fit underneath them, okay? The very first one is minister to God. So the purpose of the church is ministry, and the first place that we minister is to God, and we do this through worship. So we have musical worship that we do every single Sunday morning when we come. And part of that purpose is to get your heart prepared for what you're about to hear, to get you in the right place with the Spirit so that you can really learn. But that also is a huge function of the church, because what's the primary purpose of man? To glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And part of that glorification is worshiping Him. Now, you can worship Him not just with music, which we've talked about before, but that is part of the Bible, talking about worshiping Him with our voices and with instruments. And so that's one way in the church that we minister to God. We do it through worship. The second is ministering to the members. So we talked about accountability. We talked about encouragement. And the primary purpose of ministering to the members is to help them grow and to nurture them and to take care of them. So if there's a need in someone in the church body, then it's the church's responsibility to fill that need. It's the church's responsibility to provide classes, to provide Bible studies, to provide things like this for you guys to help you grow, to help you continue to learn. This is one of the responsibilities of the church, is to minister to its members. And for most of you, I think your parents are members, and because of that, you're also a member because you're part of their family. But as you grow older, you will get to make the decision. Are you going to stay at Life Point? Are you going to find another church? Are you going to move away? And what church will you become a member of then? And you want to make sure that you choose a church that's doing all these things. They're helping you grow. They're teaching you correct scripture. And then the last thing, which I know these girls hit on, is ministering to the world. It's the church's responsibility to preach the gospel with our mouths in the words, like, this is the gospel, and then also with what we do in ministering to people. So how many of you have ever helped with Make an Impact? Yeah? A lot of you? So that's one of the ways that we minister to the world in our deeds. How many of you have ever done any sort of, like, evangelism where you've gone maybe door to door? This is a little bit rarer. No? Have you? So we're going to talk about that a little bit this semester, too, is what is evangelism and how can we be doing it? Has anybody ever shared the gospel with a friend or maybe someone in class or a family member? Awesome. There you go. So that's another purpose of the church, is to minister to the world in sharing the gospel and in showing them the love of Christ tangibly as well. So that is very broadly the church. And this is what we're going to continue to do for the rest of this semester, is talk about the important things in the Christian life and break them down a little bit. So like I said, we're going to spend some time talking about communion. We're going to spend some time talking about baptism. We're going to talk about what it means to minister to people in the church. So if you say you're a believer, what's your responsibility to other believers? How should you be treating them? And how should they be treating you? Before we go into small groups, I'm going to give you just a couple pictures of the church that the Bible gives us. And you can talk about these in your small groups if you want, what you think that they might mean. Your small group leaders can help with that. One of the pictures of the church that is given in the Bible is like a family. So brothers and sisters in Christ. And older men in the church will be referred to as fathers. And older women in the church will be referred to as mothers, meaning that you should honor them and you should learn from them. It's also kind of like a family because the church as a whole, the big church, is referred to as the bride of Christ. And you can talk about that a little bit more in your small groups too. What does that mean as we're waiting for him to come back? How do we keep the church pure as we are the bride of Christ? Another picture that's given is the body. So each member of the church has a special function that they perform, and we'll talk about that a little bit more too. What's your duty in the church? So like for me, I get up here and teach. Hopefully you learn something. Your small group leaders are performing a function in the church. All of our pastors are the people that help lead worship on Sunday mornings. How many of you have ever like volunteered in the nursery or with the younger kids? Awesome. That's what you're doing. You are being part of the body. So we are all some part, but we make up one thing with Christ as the head. The brains. Christ is the brains. So that's another picture that the Bible gives us of what the church is supposed to look like. There's a bunch more. It refers to as a temple, as the branches on a vine. We're not going to go into all of them, but the church ultimately is supposed to be the hands and feet of God, and we're supposed to go out into the world but also minister to each other, making sure that we're getting together to worship the Lord and to help each other grow and then to go out into our communities and into the world and share what we have learned here. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these students and that they are here, that they are part of your church, Lord. And I pray that they can continue to grow, to hold each other accountable, and to truly desire to learn about you. I pray that we as a church can give that to them and can help them grow and help them learn. I pray for our small group time that it will be productive. I pray that we can stay focused and that we can be vulnerable, ask questions. And I pray that we will bless the rest of this week as we go back to school. Amen.